Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Today we continue on with our AFC East breakdown. Yesterday, Jets and Bills. Today we'll take a look at the Dolphins and the Patriots. A reminder, tomorrow we will have our email segment. So if you do have an email, a question, a comment in regards to the NFL or the NFL draft, feel free to email it to me at justinpawlowski at 620wdae.com or go to my webpage, 620wdae.com. Keyword Blitz. Coming up on Thursday and Friday, we'll take a look at the NFC East. Teams like the Cowboys, Redskins, Eagles, and Giants will be doing on Thursday and Friday. But today, as promised, we have our continuation of the AFC East, and we start today with the Miami Dolphins, who after being the worst team in football 2 years ago, last year they won the division in the AFC East. Tony Sperano, their head coach, Dan Henning, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator Paul Pasqualoni, needs for the Dolphins going in. You look at what they've done this offseason. Re-signing Channing Crowder was a good move. Re-signing Vernon Carey, Jeremiah Bell, re-signing those players. Then the additions they've made, you know, kind of flying under the radar this year. Jake Grove, offensive center, they bring him in. They really wanted to improve the center position on their team. Samson Satil, now traded to the Oakland Raiders. Jabril Wilson, who they also got from the Raiders, a safety, was very good for the Giants. Didn't fit in with the Raiders. No shock there. Nobody really does. But now, you can't really question moves that Bill Parcells makes. I mean, for him to go out and get a Jake Grove, okay, I understand that. Bringing in a Jabril Wilson to play next to Jeremiah Bell there in that defensive backfield at the safety position. The one key loss I think the Dolphins had this offseason was Vonnie Holiday, but there was a reason they drafted Philip Merling last year, taking a look at their draft from last year. Of course, the number one overall pick, Jake Long, he's going to be a fixture there at left tackle for the Dolphins for a long time. The second round pick right there at the top of the second round, they did go with Philip Merling, that defensive end out of Clemson as a defensive end in a 3-4. Philip Merling is going to get his opportunity to play this year. And then their other second round pick, they went and got Chad Henne. And Chad Henne, who playing behind Chad Pennington, is going to learn how to manage a game. I think Pennington did an excellent job of managing the team last year. They want to probably get a little more out of their offense this upcoming year, especially in the pass game. We'll talk about that in a moment. Their other, their last pick we'll go over is their third round pick, another defensive end, Kendall Langford. So getting Kendall Langford and Philip Merling pretty much made Vonnie Holiday expendable. Looking at the needs going into this year's draft for the Miami Dolphins, they do have Joey Porter. Might want to get another rush end off the outside. The Dolphins hold the 25th pick. So looking at that, Larry English could be there. He's a defensive end, outside linebacker, could be a good fit for a 3-4. Also, Clay Matthews is another guy, or Connor Barwin, who when you look at it, might be the best fit for Bill Parcells. He's a hard worker. He does what it takes to succeed, and he has all the measurables you look for in that rush linebacker. Inside linebacker, also a slight possibility, but with the Dolphins re-signing Channing Crowder, that might have lessened the need for an inside linebacker for the Dolphins, unless they plan to have Channing Crowder maybe play a little outside as well. Nose tackle is another position of need for the Dolphins if they are looking in the first round, and really not a lot of nose tackles on the defensive side in this draft. If they're looking at that position and they feel maybe the best fit for that might be Ron Brace, you could see Ron Brace going there at that 25th pick. And then wide receiver, I think, is another need. They do have Ted Ginn, but other opposite of Ted Ginn, they really don't have much. Davin Best, but other than, I mean, they need to go out and they need to get a receiver. And right there at the end of the first round, they could have their pick with guys like Darius Heyward-Bey, Hakeem Nicks, or even Kenny Britt. So the Dolphins have some needs they need to address, but once again, not as many needs as they had a year ago. And with Bill Parcells manning your ship, you know that he's going to make the right decision. And usually those decisions are made along the offensive and defensive lines, which may or may not tell you that they could be going maybe nose tackle or even with a rush linebacker who might be considered more of a defensive lineman anyway in a 3-4. Other team we're doing today, the New England Patriots, who also went 11-5, much like the Dolphins. Dolphins had tiebreaker, Patriots didn't. Patriots, no playoffs for them. Some losses that the Patriots had this offseason. We start with some of the trades they made. Matt Castle, of course, moving on, along with Mike Vrabel. They both go to the Kansas City Chiefs for the Chiefs' second-round pick at the top of the second round. Also, they lost Rodney Harrison, who has not signed with anyone. Lamont Jordan is gone. Heath Evans, their fullback, is gone. Jabbar Gaffney, wide receiver, who was their third guy, is gone. And Roosevelt Colvin is gone as well. They did trade for Greg Lewis to give them a speed threat at the wide receiver position. And if that wasn't good enough, they went and signed Joey Galloway as well. And as fans here know, Joey Galloway still has speed to burn and can stretch any defense in the NFL. Some other key additions for the Patriots this offseason include Sean Springs, cornerback, Fred Taylor, running back. Lee Bodden is a cornerback as well, and Al Johnson, an offensive center. They did re-sign a couple of backups that will help them. Now, team needs for the Patriots. To me, the biggest weakness for the Patriots last year, and you thought it was going to be quarterback when Tom Brady went down, but it was their defensive front seven. You know, they do run a 3-4 defense, but it got to the point where a lot of people thought the defensive backfield might have been the Achilles heel for the Patriots. I don't think so. I think teams were able to finally run on the Patriots, and whether it was because they got old and they got old fast, whether they just didn't have the talent they did before. Adalius Thomas did go down with an injury. But I think you look at any of those positions, maybe other than nose tackle, and even nose tackle, if Vince Wilfork, who's in the last year of his contract, it doesn't get a new contract and ups and leaves next year, then you have an opening there. I don't know if you have to address that right now, but I think defensive end in a 3-4, the Patriots could look that way. Tyson Jackson or Jaron Gilbert, as we've talked about before. Outside linebacker in that 3-4, a rush linebacker, Larry English, Clay Matthews, who we just talked about with the Dolphins, kind of similar needs there. But inside linebacker as well. You have Gerard Mayo. Who's going to play next to Mayo? Is it going to be Bruschi? Do you feel confident that Bruschi's in it for the long haul? Can you go out? Maybe a James Laurinaitis could come in. I don't know if that's as big a need for the Patriots as maybe outside linebacker or defensive end, but definitely a thought as well. An offensive guard. I don't know if they'll go offensive guard. I don't think they will. I don't know if there's an offensive guard out there that's worth taking in round one, but offensive guard in round two, three, or four could definitely be a possibility for the Patriots. As right now, you look at what the Patriots are doing, I really think they need to improve on both sides of the line, much like Bill Parcells has always done with any job that he's had. So there you go. There's our breakdown of the AFC East. Remember, tomorrow, emails, Thursday and Friday, NFC East. As we continue on, this has been our rough draft for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you once again for clicking right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.